Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. This is the DJBC. The Dispatch Spring Home and Garden Show kicks off this weekend at the Ohio Expo Center at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. Looking ahead to gala season, the Glassgarade Mardi Gras Ball is this Saturday at Glass Axis, and check in advance for tickets as the recording of this. And then next weekend at the Point at Otterbein is Wester Ball, benefiting the Westerville Arts Council. The DJBC Happy Hour celebrated 60 years of the Beatles on Valentine's Day. Keeping with that theme, sort of, Saturday at Roomba Cafe, the Sgt. Peppercorn Band plays songs from two Paul McCartney albums, McCartney 2 and Ram, this Saturday night at the Roomba Cafe. In the theater roundup, it is the final weekend of Midsummer Night's Dream at Otterbein University, the Facebook Effect at the Abbey Theater in Dublin, Marvin's Room at Curtain Players, The Color Purple at Short North Stage. Broadway Across America presents Company with the female lead this week at the Ohio Theater. And Mad Lab, New Herring Theater, presents Love Letters. And there is a virtual show available through February 25th as Kappa presents 10 Seconds as part of their social justice series. Workshops with police and teens were part of the research of this project. This weekend at the McConnell Arts Center in Worthington is Lightning Express, the Everly Brothers tribute band. They'll be performing there. This Saturday morning at the Lincoln Theater, PBJ and Jazz features the Terrence Charles Quartet. And next Thursday night at the Lincoln, the Jazz Arts Group will have the Helen Sung Quartet performing there. This Saturday is Matter Day in the Milo Arts District this Saturday. It is movie award season, and Studio 35 is screening cinema classics on Saturdays in Clintonville, and Mondays in February, the Drexel for Black History Month. They'll be screening Spike Lee films on Mondays. And next week is the already been postponed 20 times Drake concert at the Schottenstein Center. Will he actually perform this time? Who knows? And speaking of the shot, this Sunday, Ohio State hosts the number 2 Purdue Boilermakers at the shot in basketball, men's basketball, on Sunday. Tuesday is the last day to register for the March presidential primary in Ohio. Tuesday at East High School, the NPHC will sponsor a prosecutor's forum with the 4 candidates, 3 Democrats and 1 Republican, for Franklin County prosecutor. Only 1 Democrat will move on to the November election. And Monday is President's Day. Looking for a road trip? The Hayes Home in Fremont will be open on Monday to celebrate our 19th president, Delaware's native son, Rutherford B. Hayes. And 4 local chambers are partnering up on Tuesday for the Multi-Chamber Expo. Hilliard, Dublin, Worthington, and Westerville Chambers. And next Wednesday is the first ever home game for the women's volleyball team in Columbus, the Columbus Fury, as they will host the Omaha Supernovas next Wednesday in Nationwide Arena. And Sunday is Toni Morrison Day at the Bexley Public Library with poetry readings featuring 4 local poets Sunday afternoon in the auditorium. And next Thursday, part 2 of the next chapter, Planning for the Future in Central Ohio, presented in partnership with the Bexley Public Library and the United Way of Central Ohio, with Michael Wilkos talking more on what the next chapter will be for Central Ohio. And check out the Department of Neighborhoods, the Columbus Metropolitan Library, and Experience Columbus for Black History Month happenings near you during the month of February, which is Black History Month. Black Heritage Month. And the Weekend Warrior will be back next week. Have a great weekend and happy birthday, Columbus. What do you love about Columbus? Have a good week.